like these dudes, and I really genuinely fuck with these dudes. So like, I've been trying to, absolutely make an effort, like as time goes on.
This is Jermaine speaking, by the way.
On to like strip the competition from it.
Okay,
like,
strip it from
y'all
it.
Niggas are cemented forever.
Hey, at least he knows, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? Like, I will hope that I'm cemented forever. And if not, I will be, when it's all said and done. In my mind, it's how my mentality is. So it's like, there's like the competition part I've stripped away, and I'm now on some shit like, man, I'm more interested in the relationship because I also see a time when I'm not doing this.
Ah, okay.
That seems very realistic to me.
41-year-old, by the way, just turned 41. That's what's up. That's what's up.
And in a time when I'm not doing this, I would, I don't want to be like, damn, I never fucked. We never kicked it.
You never what? Hold on now. No, yeah, pause that, my brother.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So, anyways, as far as that, safe to say, Jermaine been trying to stay cool with Aubrey and Side 7. I mean, Kendrick for quite some time.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
And he already knows that Drake is coming with some unfathomable dope as far as Iceman on the way. But that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I believe we may have...
It's time for a rap battle!
Hold on, now where'd that drop come from? Anyways, we may have a rap battle on our hands because when you look at Jermaine, safe to say, when you look at these bars right here, second track off of his surprise birthday album, mind you, we're diving deep into every single track. So, Jermaine said, for crimes, dumb people, this is PG Podcast, by the way, dumb people sold their soul to Lucian. Okay, Lucian, UMG, that's interesting. Universal distribution, but I own the music. Own the music. I wonder why I heard that rhetoric before. That's interesting. Best person still breathing, leaving no confusion. My brother. Hey, let me go full screen for this one. My brother. You left no confusion.
But then, I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
And I don't think people came away thinking you was the best. Anyways, hop on every person's song, abuse it. Okay, he do be spitting. Catch bodies for my own amusement. Talking about Call of Duty? GTA?
Shepard.
All right, my fault. Let's get back into it. People cheating and I won't excuse it. Okay, I respect that. If I said it, then I wrote it.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
I said, what the f***? You telling me that all this dope that Aubrey's been giving out to other artists claiming they wrote for them as far as Beyonce, as far as Kanye, you want to come out and say that Aubrey may not be writing everything he does, even though he's giving out so many written tracks to other artists? But his pen just consistently gets played with. Now, mind you, somebody else could come and be like, Jermaine's saying if I said it, then I wrote it. Could be for anybody, right? You're right. Except when you compare it to the Golden Goose freestyle, which is very, interestingly enough, playing off a certain owl, right? And the Golden Goose, as far as, I think I had it up here somewhere. Oh, did I lose it? Dang, don't tell me I lost it. Yeah, I think I lost it. Anyways, as far as the Golden Goose, it's very interesting because Drake is looked at as the golden child of UMG. Even in the midst of the lawsuit, I kid you not, Drake is still selling the most and still streaming the most compared to all other rappers. So now when you come and say hop on every person's song, abuse it, catch bodies from my own amusement, I'm like, oh, he's just talking. But then he says, if I said it, I wrote it, comes to think he's taking shots at the GOAT. Now we continue, right? Because it's even more than that, because of course when you look at him actually going at Drake as far as another specific bar, some could say this is for anybody, right? Because you say if streams say you winning, why your tours is losing? Now, who's the top of the streaming game? Huh. When the math ain't mathing, of course you're juicing. That means the bots is boosting. I know, I just, hold up now.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Who Jermaine talking about, bro? He need to put a name on the bullet, bro. I don't like when Jermaine talk about this because I feel like, especially putting out a diss track, taking it away in under 48 hours, being a pacifist is suitable for you, my brother. I, dare I say, you may have to become a pastor.
Give him some praise.
You know what I'm saying?
Give him some praise.
Pastor Cole.
Give him some praise.
You know what I mean? Pastor Cole has a ring to it. So anyways, Jermaine said, cut the tough guy image. It is not conducive. That's why a lot of people are going at, or thinking that this is attached to the greatest artist as far as in hip-hop history. Because, of course, you look at Drake, And objectively speaking, he's outstreaming everybody. Then you look at him being a golden goose to UMG. And then you look at the streams. He's always dominated streams to the point where who else would he be talking about as far as the streams say you win it? And then, of course, the bots is boosting, bringing up bots. When Drake brought up bots, it's almost like you're trying to flip it on him, similar to how Size 7 did to Drake when Drake tried to come out in 8 Mile himself as far as talking about the accuse him of young girls, right? So it's very interesting. And then he ends it off in a way where I just knew he was talking about the GOAT Aubrey Graham.
Is it okay I got my dope on me?
I said, what the f-?
So if you don't believe me, safe to say, that's why I have this in 4K. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. Because the way he ends this off is very interesting. To breathe and don't gamble with your life because the ops is cruising. Word to Mike Vick, your dog might get shot for losing. I was like, what type of rapper, as far as all the puzzle pieces, what type of rapper has a connection to dogs as far as rap? I'm not going to lie to you. Drake is out here giving every other rapper the ammo for all type of double, triple entendres when it comes to dogs.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
I mean, Side 7, I mean, White Tank Top did it when he said there's a K with all these nines. He going to see Pet Sematary. And here Jermaine is talking about, word to Mike Vick, your dog might get shot for losing. I'm like, bro, y'all got to stop that.
See, that's the problem.
Y'all got to stop that because when you had the opportunity. Shepherd. All right, I ain't going to say it. But anyways, so that's all I have to say about this track. You know, as far as breaking down the lyrics like a Kilo or Miley Cyrus, there's really no need to because, you know, as far as the braggadocious bars, they're very egregious, right? But the flow, I'm not going to lie, is top tier. So it's very, it's so contradicting as far as him using a braggadocious tone when he has such an amazing flow. That's why I keep saying become a pastor, my brother, because you got you have the gift of gab, you know what I'm saying? And you out here using it to be tough? Crazy, man. I just don't like it, bro.
I just don't like it,
man. Don't like it.
I just don't like that shit, man.
Crazy.
Go take care of your kids, man.
Now, even though you thought this whole entire surprise birthday mixtape was going to be filled with J. Cole slander, which, you know, I feel like I'm bringing up objective things as far as talking about Jermaine. I mean, I'm pulling out all type of Jermaine sound bites, mind you, just to let you know what type of artist your favorite rapper is. So let's actually end off on a positive note, because this is technically my favorite track out of the surprise birthday mixtape, which is titled 99 Bill Freestyle. So let's get into that right now.
Healthy Cell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. Healthy Cell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. Healthy Cell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. Healthy Cell. Reach your potential.